You went to your first playoff, Donovan McNabb. Now you're a head coach. You're going to a first playoff game with Tavarius Jackson. What lesson learned from the first time would you share with Tavarius?
You know, be yourself. I think that's a big lesson for any team in any given year is, you know, don't try to get out of body. Do what got you there, and that's probably as simple as it gets.
Brad, Bob Brookover, when you saw that Donovan had been benched by Andy earlier this year, what was your reaction? You know the two very well. You know their relationship. What was your reaction when you heard about it?
You know, just really, you know, I think that because you have your own toils and troubles on your own watch that, you know, sometimes I don't even get the scores till the middle of the week. So, hard for me to comment on because I wasn't there and I don't know the circumstances at all.
Did it surprise you, though, when you did find out a little, even without commenting on what it was about, but just surprise you?
Well, you know, you do something for a reason. You know, we went through something of the same nature here, but it wasn't for a half.
Brad, it's Merrill. When you look at the Eagles' defense, do they look as good as any of the defenses you've been around here?
I'll tell you what, I just think they're extremely active like most all of Jim's defenses have been. And I see some of the, you know, familiar faces across that board. I mean, there's some ones that are different, but I see a lot of the traits that Jim and Andy look for.
Coach, when you look around the league at how many of Andy's former assistants are have teams in the playoff, either as head coaches or as, you know, assistants, is that something that's kind of impressive to you? And also, I guess, what are your feelings on facing Andy in the first round?
Well, personally, I can't think of anybody I'd rather not face more than Andy in any round. But, you know, maybe the NFC Championship round, but... You know, it is what it is, and just in reference to the assistants, you know, I think one of the things that I learned from Andy was you want good people, you know, people that are wired the right way, that have good ethics and work hard and can communicate, and so it doesn't surprise me because many of the guys on that first staff and guys that are still there, you know, fall in that category.
Brad, this is John Smallwood. What is this offense, Eagles offense, like when Brian Westbrook is healthy and really rolling for them?
You know what? I can say it to you guys out there because they made fun of me here when I said it's a kick-ass offense. You've heard Andy say that before. I think.
but thank you for telling us.
Well, you know what? Don't let me put words in his mouth now.
When you say kick-ass offense... What do you mean?
I mean, it hits on a lot of different cylinders. You know, it's a blend of quick game, inside run, outside run, draw, screen, deep ball. It's got a little bit of everything in it, and it's very difficult to draw a beat on, and particularly when you're good at all those things.
Brad, when you were here, did you guys ever discuss how much you would use Brian Westbrook in a particular game?
We did, yeah.
What to you was the ideal number, and do you think that's changed now over the years?
You know, I guess it just depends on, you know, what the game calls for, and usually somewhere between 20 and 30. You know, I certainly don't know, you know, where Brian is at this stage of his career. It doesn't look like there's been a whole heck of a lot of fall off. I read about the injuries, but I don't see that when he's got the ball underneath his arm.
Brad, it's Paul Jolovitz. What's the biggest challenge for you in preparing Tavarius Jackson for his first playoff game?
Well, just like I mentioned in the beginning, I think the challenge for your team, and again, that's a somewhat seasoned team, is, you know, not getting out of body, not making it bigger than it is, and not thinking that you have to do something differently. You need to do what got you there.
You and Andy are very close. I guess kind of what's the nature of your relationship and what has kind of allowed you to remain such close friends?
Yeah, I mean, probably the nature is, because we've known each other for 20 odd years here, that's why, and we're in the same business, and I work with him. He hired me, so you know, there's just some and then stayed in touch at different spots. You know, you don't do that with everybody in the coaching business. You lose track of people sometimes, but you know, our paths have crossed time and again.
Brad, when you look at the Eagles on tape, how impressed have you been with DeSean Jackson as a rookie?
You know, I just told the people downstairs he's like a human pogo stick. I mean, you talk about make you miss, and you talk about speed to be able to turn a corner. He is a tremendous athlete. I mean, whether it's a return game or catching the football or beating coverage, making somebody miss, getting off press, you know, he's had a doggone good rookie year.
Brad, having been here and known Philadelphia fans and what they're all about, are you a little surprised this game's not sold out yet?
You know, I don't know what the circumstances are, you know, in terms of it being a holiday. You know, I know that they try to ask about downstairs about what the difference is, and, you know, both passionate fans. I'm pretty sure we'll end up selling this thing out before it's over. Not sure when, you know, they sent things out. I mean, it's a little different. You know, it's a metropolitan area, but probably doesn't have as many people quite around it as Philadelphia is.
Brad, Jordan Ronan, when you know this offense pretty well and some of the personnel, do you maybe have a little bit more input in on the defensive side this week than you normally would because you know a lot of the things that they do and maybe Donovan does in particular?
You know, Leslie has as much feel for that as anybody, you know, having spent time there. Do I spend any time with those guys and talk to them at all? Yeah, I do. But in terms of putting in a whole new defense or, geez, he doesn't like this or do this to him, you know, it'd be like me going in and saying we're going to change everything on offense because of what Jim does. You do your system and hopefully you play within your system, and